If you've received our appeal in your mail, please consider making your pledge today.
You can also pledge online at our secure website, wjffradio.org. Just click the Yes, I'll Pledge button on the homepage.
WJFF needs your support now more than ever. Make your pledge today and keep community radio strong.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldred, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com, and from the Tin Can Trading Post on Dorer Drive in Calicoon, purveyors of vintage wares, clothes, and records, tincantrading.blogspot.com.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be celebrating the 100th birthday of the American singer-songwriter Woody Guthrie. We'll also hear the music of Bob Dylan and Neil Young. Happy birthday, Woody Guthrie.
Back in 1927, I had a little farm and I called that heaven. Well, the price is up and the rain come down and I hauled my crops all into town. I got the money, bought clothes and groceries, fed the kids and raised the family. Rain quit and the wind got high and a black old dust storm filled the sky. And I swapped my farm for a Ford machine and I poured it full of this gas Eileen. And I started rocking and rolling over the mountains out towards the old peach bowl. Way up yonder on a mountain road, I had a hot motor and a heavy load. I was going pretty fast, I wasn't even stopping, bouncing up and down like popcorn popping. Had a breakdown, I'm sort of a nervous bust down of some kind. It was a feller there, a mechanic feller, said it was engine trouble. Up yonder on a mountain curve, it's way up yonder in the piney wood, and I give that rolling Ford a shove, and I was going to coast as fur as I could. Commenced coasting, picking up speed, was a hairpin turn, I didn't make it. Man alive, I'm telling you, the fiddles and the guitars really flew. That Ford took off like a flying squirrel, and it flew halfway around the world. Scattered wives and children's all over the side of that mountain. We got out to the west coast broke, so dadgum hungry I thought I'd croak, and I bummed up a spud or two, and my wife fixed up a tater stew. We poured the kids full of it. Mighty thin stew, though, you could read a magazine right through it. Always have figured that if it'd been just a little bit thinner, some of these here politicians could have seen through it.
Crazy dream came to me. I dreamt I was walking in World War III. Went to the doctor the very next day to see what kind of words he could say. Said it was a bad dream. I wouldn't worry about it none, though. Them old dreams are only in your head. I said, hold it, doctor, World War passed through my brain. He said, nurse, get your pad, the boy's insane. He grabbed my arm, I said, ouch, as I landed on the psychiatric couch. He said, tell me about it. Well, the whole thing started at 3 o'clock fast. It was all over by 4:15. I was down in the sewer with some little lover when I peeked out from a manhole cover, wondering who turned the lights on us. Well, I got up and I walked around, up and down the lonesome town. Stood wondering which way to go. I lit a cigarette on a parking meter and walked on down the road. It was a normal day. Well, I rung me fallout sheltered bell and I leaned my head and I give a yell. Give me a string bean, I'm a hungry man. A shotgun fired and away I ran. I don't blame him too much, though he didn't know me. Down the corner by the hot dog stand, I seen a man. I said, howdy, friend, I guess it's just us two. He screamed a bit and away he flew. Thought I was a communist. Well, he spied me a girl before she could leave. I said, let's go play Adam and Eve. I took her by the hand and my heart was thumping. She said, hey, man, you crazy or something? You seen what happened last time they started? Well, I seen me a Cadillac window uptown. There was nobody around. I got into the driver's seat and I drove down 42nd Street in my Cadillac. Good car to drive after a war. Well, I remember seeing some ads, so I turned on my Connell ride, but I didn't pay the Con Ed bill, so the radio didn't work so well. Turned on my record player. It was Rock-A-Day Johnny singing, tell your ma, tell your pa, our loves are gonna grow, ooh-wah-ooh-wah.
Bob Dylan, talking World War III blues. That's from Bob Dylan's Freewheeling album on the Columbia label, released in 1963. That was Bob Dylan's second album. And it's interesting because the very first album that Bob Dylan recorded was really just a lot of folk songs. And there was only two original songs on his very first album in 1962. And one of those songs was dedicated to Woody Guthrie, and it's called Song to Woody. We're going to hear that in just a few minutes. And right before we heard Bob Dylan talking World War III blues, we heard the man, Woody Guthrie. Happy birthday. Today is Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday. And we heard his very first album released on Folkways Records. The album was called The Dust Bowl Ballads, and it was released in 1940. And that was his talking Dust Bowl blues. And, you know, I don't even need to describe to you the similarities between the not only the delivery, but the point of view, the personality, the contemporary American conversational tone. There's so many things that you could say about Woody Guthrie and the influence that he had, not just culturally, but musically. Woodrow Wilson Woody Guthrie was born on July 14th in 1912. He was born to a man named Charles Guthrie. He was born in a small town in Oklahoma, Oklahoma. And his father was a very successful businessman who owned like 30 plots of land. His father became a politician. His father was actually also involved in a lynching. So his father was in and out of his life. When he was only 14 years old, his mother succumbed to a Huntington's disease and was hospitalized. He was only 14 years old, and he started to live with relatives and kind of just pan around town, and that's when he learned to play the harmonica. And he started playing songs on the street to make money because he was hungry. He learned to play by ear, and he started to learn a lot of old ballads, English and Scottish ballads, from the parents of his friends. So he's 14. What is this? 1926. Okay. He starts traveling in the 30s, and he goes out to California during the horrible environmental catastrophe, which was the Dust Bowl that hit Oklahoma so bad. In fact, that very first album, The Dust Bowl Ballads, is about that whole migration that occurred from Oklahoma west to California. So his very first album is The Dust Bowl Ballads. The radio played a very important part in Woody Guthrie's career. Before he even records his first album, he's broadcasting on a commercial radio station out in California, KFVW. And he partners up with a broadcaster called Lefty Lou. He meets another broadcaster, Ed Robin, and he gets very involved in some of the ideas of communism, which in the 30s is a totally different political animal than it is today. He travels in New York in the 1940s, and that's where he makes his very first recordings, recorded by the folklorist Alan Lomax. Those recordings, those conversations, several hours of conversations, songs, and stories, those are in the Library of Congress. At the very same time, he records that album, The Dust Bowl Ballads, for Victor Rectors in Camden, New Jersey. We're going to hear a couple more tracks from The Dust Bowl Ballads. And then we're going to hear that song that Bob Dylan wrote called Song to Woody. You know, Dylan was only 19 years old, and at the end of his life, Woody Guthrie succumbed to the same disease that fell his mother, Huntington's disease, and he was actually in a hospital for many years at the end of his life. And Bob Dylan was 19 years old and discovered that Woody Guthrie was close by to where he was, and he started to visit him constantly. Guthrie would have good days and bad days. But Bob Dylan was so influenced by Woody Guthrie, and here's what Dylan had to say about Woody Guthrie's repertoire. Quote, "The songs themselves were really beyond category. They had the infinite sweep of humanity in them." Let's listen to two songs from the Dust Bowl Ballads, The Great Dust Storm, sung and performed by the great Woody Guthrie, followed by I Ain't Got No Home in This World No More. And then we'll hear that song from Bob Dylan's very first album, The Song to Woody. Woody Guthrie.
On the 14th day of April of 1935, there struck the worst of dust storms that ever filled the sky. You could see that dust storm coming. The cloud looked death-like black, and through our mighty nation it left a dreadful track. From Oklahoma City to the Arizona line, Dakota and Nebraska to the lazy Rio Grande, it fell across our city like a curtain of black rolled down. We thought it was our judgment, we thought it was our doom. The radio reported, we listened with alarm. The wild and windy actions of this great mysterious storm. From Albuquerque and Clovis and all New Mexico, they said it was the blackest that ever they had saw. From Old Arch City, Kansas, the dust had rung their knell, and a few more comrades sleeping on top of Old Boot Hill. From Denver, Colorado, they said it blew so strong, they thought that they could hold out, but they didn't know how long. Our relatives were huddled into their oil boom shacks, and the children, they was crying as it whistled through the cracks. And the family, it was crowded into their little room. They thought the world had ended, and they thought it was their doom. The storm took place at sundown, it lasted through the night. When we looked out next morning, we saw a terrible sight. We saw outside our window where wheat fields they had grown was now a rippling ocean of dust the wind had blown. It covered up our fences, it covered up our barns, it covered up our tractors in this wild and dusty storm. We loaded our jalopies and piled our families in. We rattled down that highway to never come back again. I ain't got no home, I'm just a roaming round. Just a wandering worker, I go from town to town. And the police make it hard wherever I may go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. My brothers and my sisters are stranded on this road, a hot and dusty road that a million feet have trod. Rich man took my home and drove me from my door, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Was a farming on the shares, and always I was poor. My crops I laid into the banker's store. My wife took down and died up on the cabin floor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Now as I look around, it's mighty plain to see, this world is such a great and a funny place to be. Oh, the gambling man is rich and the working man is poor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
I'm out here 1,000 miles from my home, walking a road other men have gone down. I'm seeing your world of people and things. Here paupers and peasants and princes and kings. Hey, hey, Woody Guthrie, I wrote you a song about a funny old world that's a-coming along. Seems sick and it's hungry, it's tired and it's torn. It looks like it's a-dying and it's hardly been born. Hey, Woody Guthrie, but I know that you know all the things that I'm a-saying and a-many times more. I'm a-singing you this song, but I can't sing enough, 'cause there's not many men who've done the things that you've done. Here's to Cisco and Sonny and Lead Belly too, and to all the good people that traveled with you. Here's to the hearts and the hands of the men that come with the dust and are gone with the wind. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I could leave today. Somewhere down the road someday, the very last thing that I'd want to do is to say I've been hitting some hard traveling too.
Song for Woody. That was from Bob Dylan's second, no, that's from Bob Dylan's very first album, a self-titled Bob Dylan in 1962. And before that, we heard two songs by Woody Guthrie from his 1940, his first album called The Dust Bowl Ballads. We heard The Great Dust Storm and I Ain't Got No Home in the World No More. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So, folk music. Dylan certainly was at the crossroads of folk music and rock and roll. Blues and folk and rock all came together, and now they have a genre for it. They call it Americana. That's a huge umbrella. And they say, we ain't got no culture here. No, we got Americana. And it's interesting because Neil Young just released an album, July 2012, and it's called, guess, it's called Americana. And it's Neil Young and Crazy Horse. And this is an incredible recording because all of the songs on this album are American folk songs. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me, you know. And or, oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling, Clementine. Okay, folk songs. You know those songs. I mean, how do we all know those songs? But here they are on Neil Young's album. He's also recorded Woody Guthrie's probably most famous song, This Land Is Your Land. So Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Crazy Horse is my favorite when Neil Young works with these musicians, this to me is the height of his music. And it's interesting because, you know, when Neil Young started out after Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, he released an album called Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere in 1969. And it was an album with the same guys, Crazy Horse, 1969, so many years ago. And the song that you know from that album and the song that I know from that album is called Down by the River, I Shot My Baby. You know, I shot her dead. And, you know, I always thought that was a traditional folk song. And it turns out that Neil Young actually wrote that song, but he was so influenced by the Appalachian murder ballads. You know, Pretty Polly, you know, he stabbed her through the heart and he threw a little dirt on her and he started for home, Pretty Polly. Or any event. On the Americana album, he reaches back to his roots. And so I wanted to listen a little bit to the 1969 Down by the River so you remember what the sound of Neil Young and Crazy Horse is like and what an incredible folk rock, folk ballad that they do, even though it's an original composition. And then we're going to hear a track from this most recent Neil Young and Crazy Horse album called Americana. We're going to hear the song Clementine. Here's what Neil Young has to say about the Americana album. Quote, every one of the songs on Americana has verses that have been ignored. And those are the key verses. Those are the things that make these songs live. They're a little heavy for kindergartners to be singing. The originals are much darker. There's more protest in them. The other verses, In This Land Is Your Land, are very timely. Or in Clementine, the verses are so dark. Almost every one has to do with people getting killed, with life or death struggles. You don't hear much about that. They've been made into something much more light. So I moved them away from that gentler interpretation, sometimes with new melodies and arrangements. We could use the folk process to invoke the original meanings for this generation. So we're going to hear from 1969 Neil Young at the very beginning of his career, Down by the River. Then we're going to hear Clementine. And just a little bit more, because this is mind-blowing. This American folk ballad, Clementine, is based on a song called Down by the River. Down by the River Lived a Maiden by H.S. Thompson in 1863. It's also cited to a man named Percy Montrose in 1884. This Americana arrangement extends the folk process, using many of the original words and a new melody. So let's listen. Neil Young, Down by the River, followed by Clementine.
Shot a dick.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse. That's the American ballad Clementine. Quote, with new melodies and arrangements, we could use the folk process to invoke the original meanings for this generation. Some deep stuff in the lyrics there of Clementine. That's Neil Young and Crazy Horse's most recent release, July 2012. And before that, from 1969, Neil Young and Crazy Horse, Down by the River. So, Americana, I'm loving this album. There's another song on this album written by Stephen Foster. It's called Oh Susanna, Don't You Cry For Me. Oh, Susanna, here's from the liner notes from the Americana album, quote, this song was written by Stephen Foster, originally performed on September 11th in 1847. The Americana version was arranged with a new melody by Tim Rose and was originally performed by the Big Three in 1963, updated by Tim Rose and the Thorns in 1964. This band did a lot of arrangements of folk songs that were changed to be rock and roll songs and called folk rock. Tim Rose was one of the pioneers of folk rock. Much of the music on Americana is based on this idea. So lest we forget the simplicity of Stephen Foster's Oh Susanna, I thought it'd be interesting to hear a version recorded by James Taylor on his second album in 1970 after he released his first album on the Apple label in England. He goes out to Los Angeles and he records Sweet Baby James. And on that album, he records Stephen Foster's Oh Susanna, Don't You Cry For Me. And when you listen to James Taylor singing this American ballad, you realize how much of his sound on the Sweet Baby James album comes from this type of folk song and how it influenced him as a writer. And then after that, we're going to hear Neil Young and Crazy Horse, Oh Susanna, from the Americana album. Let's start with James Taylor.
Well, I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. And I'm bound for Louisiana, my own true love for the sea. It did rain all night the day I left. The weather was bone dry. The sun was so hot I froze myself. Suzanne, don't you go on and cry. I said, oh, Susanna, now don't you cry for me. As I come from Alabama with this banjo on my knee. Well, I had myself a dream the other night when everything was still. I dreamed that I saw my girl Suzanne, she was coming around the hill. Now the buckwheat cake was in her mouth, the tear was in her eye. I said that I come from Dixieland, Suzanne, don't you break down and cry. I said, oh, Susanna, now don't you cry for me. 'Cause I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
and I saw Susanna was coming down the hill. Oh, 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 Susanna, don't you cry for me, cause I come from Alabama with my B.A. and J.O. on my knee. Was in her mouth, the tear was in her eyes. Says I'm coming from the south, Susanna, don't you cry. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, 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 Susanna, don't you cry for me, cause I come from Alabama with my B.A. and J.O. on my knee. Everything was still. I dreamed I saw Susanna was coming down the hill. Oh, 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 Susanna, don't you cry for me, cause I come from Alabama with my B.A. and J.O. on my knee.
It does sound very funky. Folk rock. Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Oh, Susanna by Stephen Foster in 1847. That's from Neil Young and Crazy Horse, the Americana album just released in July 2012. And right before that, we heard Oh, Susanna by James Taylor from his Sweet Baby James album. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then, and this is WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. So, Woody Guthrie, 100 years old today. This is not the first time Woody Guthrie has been honored in our culture. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988, and the person that inducted Woody Guthrie was Neil Young. And I thought it'd be appropriate on this program to read the speech that Neil Young gave when he inducted Woody Guthrie into the Hall of Fame. So here we go. This is a quote from Neil Young, quote, What an honor for me to induct Woody Guthrie into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In the early days for me, when I was in high school, I was trying to figure out what I was doing, you know. I thought maybe I'd like to be one of those rockers that could bend the strings and get down on my knees and kind of make everybody go crazy. And then I wanted to be that other guy, too, that had a little acoustic guitar and sing a few songs. Sing about things that I really felt inside myself and things I saw going on around me. Then I saw Bob Dylan. Then I saw so many others, Phil Oakes, Tim Hardin, Pete Seeger, and it all started to come together for me. And I still couldn't forget about that other guy with the guitar jumping around. I saw, you know, what I wanted to do with my life. I saw in rock and roll a lot of bands, and sometimes you see both of these people in the same band. You see the one guy going crazy with the guitar and jumping around, and you see the other real serious kind of guy up there, and he's singing along, and the other guy's jumping around. It's really effective, you know. I don't know which one of those guys I tried to be, but anyway, these guys, they all came from the same place, these singer-songwriters. And it all seems to go back and start with Woody Guthrie. His songs are going to last forever, and some of the songs of his descendants are going to last forever. It gave me a great feeling last year at Farm Aid to be up there with Willie Nelson and Arlo Guthrie and singing, "This Land Is Your Land," screwing up the words in front of all those people. You could see all those people just singing along, the farmers and all the people. Thousands of people singing this song, and I can't help but think that someday that song's going to be sung on other planets. So it gives me great pleasure to induct Woody Guthrie into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Come on up here, Arlo. Woody Guthrie, "This Land Is Your Land."
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. And rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me, her voice was a-sounding. This land was made for you and me. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. A sign was painted, said private property. But on the backside, it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust cloud rolling. A voice was chanting as the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Woody Guthrie, "This Land Was Made for You and Me." There were some verses, you know, that he didn't always sing. In the squares of the city, in the shadow of a steeple, by the relief office, I'd seen my people. As they stood there hungry, I stood there asking, is this land made for you and me? He subtitled this song, God Blessed America for Me, and he wrote it because he got really tired of hearing God Bless America by Irving Berlin. Let's hear Neil Young and Crazy Horse, the Americana album, This Land Is Your Land. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldred, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com, and from the Tin Can Trading Post on Dorer Drive in Calicoon, purveyors of vintage wares, clothes, and records, tincantrading.blogspot.com.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH Monticello, New York. We're streaming online at wjffradio.org. It's 1:59.